Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you, brothers and sisters, my loyal Patreonies who come to share with us when I can do so here on Patreon. Thank you for all your support. What say you? Africa is now standing up against what they call LGBTQ, but it's a constituency of Marxism that's being utilized and aimed towards destroying our people. Why? Because our people in particular, in number, are Bible believers. What better way to destroy us by using some of our own handbook? We came with civil rights, right? Human rights, because why? We were actually being discriminated against. They repackaged what was used once to protect us so that now they can protect what? Deviant behavior as a Trojan horse, using some of our people who are unrepentant into the lifestyle to come in and attack the community under the guise of what? Under the guise of liberty, protection, justice. What say you? 515-605-9327. I'm glad Africa is getting in front of this. Getting in front of this. See, Africa will come to America to rob it and to actually increase their wealth. But a lot of them, if you're not careful, they come over here and they lose their morality. But some of them come over here, they rape the harlot, the whore, that's what America is, and then they build a house back at their country. They use the money to build their own wealth and build a house in their country, knowing that America is immoral. The last thing an African would like to do is to take the immorality they've seen here or witnessed in America to convince their people to become such as this. 515-605-9327, 252 area code. You're live with myself, Elder Clark. You are here live on Patreon.
Hello.
Hey, how are you? You're live, Elder Clark. You are live.
Hello, Elder Ricard. This is Sister Tamara. I'm with the VA body. I just want to say thank you very much for all that you have been doing with the church and everything. With this particular video for today, oh, my gosh, it's always very damning whenever you show, like, white papers and these news clippings, which that are around the world and people are seeing them, it brings more and more, revelation to the scriptures, like said, they're going to wear out the saints and you're going to have to pray without ceasing, watch and pray, seek out your own salvation with fear and trembling, because like it is very, very devastating for anyone that is calling themselves a child of the Most High, as that wicked person said earlier. But, and I like the fact that you pointed out the part that there is a difference between a crime and a sin. So, I mean, I knew that, but just to hear you say that and break it down and just put it out there was definitely mind-blowing, and I was so happy about that. But thank you for all you do. And if I may ask a request, if one day you could do a study on Philosian Jews. Thank you.
Well, you know what? We're going to handle Philosian Jews and what they believe in this academy. So if you're in this academy, when I go over Judaism and Islam in this academy, you'll have that. Okay?
Awesome. Awesome.
All right. Thank you. I really appreciate
it. Thank you.
See, the Bible tells us that the Most High is not the author of confusion. Satan likes to use the haze of confusion to work. The Most High is really simple when it comes to understanding what's required of him and from him, for him. See, but Satan likes to do what? He likes to use the haze of confusion to operate. For example, when I say confusion, you have the Pope say, well, it's not a crime. Well, according to what metric? According to what basis? when you say it's not a crime. He's talking about there's no crime in the Western world for someone practicing their lifestyle, be it straight or homosexual, privately. There is no crime for that because why? It's not affecting no one else. So you have to watch these Satanists when they speak. But it is a moral crime according to the Bible. Okay? And all that God loves us all, that's a lie. That's a lie. When you talk about God loves us regardless of what we're doing, that's a lie. That's why Christ said repent. That's a lie from the pits of hell. Next call. Thank you. Great call, sister. It is a crime. And I always put this out there. And I like to use celebrities as an example to break it down to show you the hypocrisy in our system. R. Kelly, he deals with an underage girl, right? Get an agreement through he actually get an agreement through Aaliyah's mother, allegedly, to marry her underage because certain states, if the parents allow, a grown man can marry a teenager. Okay? And people were doing this in the 60s and 50s, all down south, not to justify it, but we know down south, when a young girl come of age, we would connect her with someone who could take care of her. So I'm not justifying R. Kelly, but I want to use him as an example. Because why? Here it is. R. Kelly have been locked up not for dealing with an underage girl. He was locked up for under a RICO charge because they couldn't prove that he did any of these things. But you say he did everything. How is that a crime that warrants him life imprisonment? But it's okay for a homosexual dressed in drag to convince children to make a choice of gender in schools. Or a homosexual to teach alternative lifestyles to someone in grade school, confusing children. That's the hypocrisy of it. If you're going to execute judgment on anyone, it should be straight across the board. If what R. Kelly has did is wrong and all that, and he's being locked up for it, it's all good, then how can you allow transsexuals to teach children and to dance in front of babies and not deem that a crime? But if straight people were to go outside and expose themselves, it would be deemed what? Indecent exposure. But a gay pride parade can have a young child, a young boy in thong dancing in front of gay people. And we are supposed to accept that as a sense of pride. Or have a grown gay man and gay greased up with leather on and thongs on a float, inviting children to see pride. But if a straight person walks outside with no clothing on, that's indecent exposure. I'm just showing you, folks, we have been placed here in crazy land where nothing makes sense. And this is the world the Most High said all would witness before the fall. Next call, 951.
Hello?
951, then 951, then 705. Shalom, my brother.
Shalom, Elder. How you doing?
I am blessed by the Almighty. Shalom. Yourself?
Yes, I'm blessed too, Elder. Elder, I was calling Elder to say that when you, I've been following this Africa thing here with the gay thing going on over there. And
okay.
I don't know if you've seen Kamala Harris. She went over there trying to push that too, Elder. And I'm glad that Africa is standing up against the LGBTQ. I think they're doing a great job of standing, and I think the Most High will bless them. And I do see that they will be fought with all fought with force to try to push that on them. As I look at it as the thing that happened with Wanda. And
That thing that happened with Rwanda, that was just a cover in the movie for what they really did. That was a lie that they did in the movie. And really, it was NATO and other troops coming in to actually take out the opposing politicians and others who was slowing up their progressive takeover of the Western takeover of that country. And they did that under the guise of a civil war when it wasn't what they claim it was. But go on.
Oh. Okay.
Same thing. You're right, though.
Okay. And Elder, that's all I had to say, Elder. But Elder, I also want to ask you, Elder, I would like to get baptized. I've been into the academy a couple of times, Elder. I've had also had someone reach out to me a while back, Elder, but I had lost a few people in my family, and it just came on me real heavy back to back. But I'm in here in Fontana, California, and I'm looking to be baptized with the body here in California.
Hold up. California, as soon as I'm done, I'll make sure I text your information to Luke, okay? Hold on.
Yes, sir.
Let me write it down.
Sure.
And I know I was supposed to call a few people, but something serious came up that I had to deal with. So if I have you on the list to be called, you will be called.
Yes,
so
sir.
You don't have to repeat asking me again. I'm talking about others out there. Hold on. Let me write down your name. Your name again?
Devin. D-E-V-I-N.
California. All right. Let me write down your number.
My number is 951-563.
No, I see it. I see it. You don't have to repeat it.
Okay.
All right. All right, I'm going to place you on hold. I'll be right back. One moment. Okay, sorry about that. Someone's at the door. All right, let's go. Africa standing up against homosexuality. And let's make it clear. LGBTQ is really a name for the Marxist Satanists who are getting funded against all that's right or our society. They're here to break the back of believers. There's no LGBTQ, folks. That's just a front. It's the letters they put together. Okay? You cannot turn a sexual lifestyle or a sexual preference into a constituency of people when none of these people agree with one another within those letters. The only thing they can agree with is that they're anti-God. On YouTube, I see homosexuals right now, black homosexuals speaking up and saying, don't put me with these letters. I don't stand for the political agenda these people have against children. But you know what? It's a little too late to speak up. Because when you stood with them, they used your public persona to get access to the bag. See? It's too late to say that you don't like being attached to them now. See? Because at first they presented this as what? A way to protect gays from bullies and those who would bully or hate or do things against them. That was the trick to get you on board. Knowing that if they get a lot of people as victims, they can now push legislation using the civil rights model to take the money that belonged to the real people who deserve civil rights, us. So it's too late for them to say, well, hold up. I didn't sign up for gay people dancing in front of babies. Like, well, listen, if you're one of those letters you signed up for it and you didn't push up against it when we first began this. See? So, and I'm saying, listen, it was upon our people to stand with our people, even if you were struggling with that lifestyle. You weren't supposed to jump ship and join gay people, okay, against your own people just because you're gay. Because you aligned yourself with Marxists, racists, and others who would come in and use your image to take from your people. Our people are always the last to understand something. It's a shame. It's just Hosea 4 and 6, my people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. 705 area code.
Shalom, Elder.
How are you?
I'm good.
You sound familiar. You sound familiar.
I don't know. I think I called long time ago, but I'm from Haiti. I have like one comment. I'm in Toronto, buddy. In Canada.
Okay.
Yeah, I have a comment and I have one question. Yeah, so when I was listening to what you said, I think in all our countries where our people are living, I think we don't deal with that kind of stuff. In Haiti, I know people are really, really against of that thing. I remember like a few years ago, like there's like one man, an Edomite man, tried to come in with a Haitian girl, try to marry him and stuff like this. And I the bond, where they were supposed to do that ceremony, the bond, everything, the cars, everything, the people in that area just went wild. And so we don't, I think we don't deal with that kind of stuff. So,
yeah, Haiti don't play that. They know
we don't play, and I think
they,
it's one of the reason.
I'm going to tell you, mm-hmm. I'm going to tell you this again. Our people in America wholesale really don't accept it like that, not as they portray it. A lot of people in the inner cities, we don't hold us to stuff like that. But every chance they get, they try to promote that behavior using one of our people who are unrepentant as homosexuals. But that's not the norm amongst us at all. We don't accept it like that here either.
That's true. Yeah, and my question, it's like I tried to reach last week, but I didn't get through. My question: I'm a singer. I launched an album last September. One of the Christian church I use because I am with the church since me and my family, my husband and my children, we in the church since 2017.
Okay.
So, but the church we used to go, because I grew up like my father as a pastor, my brother. As a pastor, all kind of generation pastors and stuff like this. So
okay, that's good.
The church really, we were really involved in the church. But when the Most High opened our eyes and then we left, we couldn't ask them the question. They couldn't answer. So we have then we have to leave. We have to leave. My husband was in the board leadership for the church, and I was the choirs leaders and all of that. But we have to leave. We left in 2016 until we get to the church in 2017 and get baptized, all of us.
Okay, well, let me ask you, because I do have to get to the next call, but let me ask you, are you asking whether or not you can gather in Haiti with the Gathering of Christ Church? Is that what you're asking?
No, I'm in Canada. I'm in Canada right now. So what
so
I want
with-
to...
You're with the Canada body, is what you're saying.
Yeah, since 2017. Yeah.
So what's the question?
Yeah. The question is just: I launched my album, and one of the Christian church in here, I used to go. I used to go and perform for them, listening to my album when some of them purchased my album. The love that because my songs are based strictly from scripture and song, so it can be related to everyone, like everybody. So
I understand, but I need to. I know it's taking you a while to put it together, but I got a lot of people waiting. What are you asking?
Yeah. So they want to organize a concert for me. So I was like a little bit.
Well, let them do it.
Okay, that's why. Because since then I never go to a Christian church.
If they organize that, do that, and use it as an opportunity to network and to eventually, because you can do more. That's your ministry to help them see what we're doing. So go there, do your songs, make relationships, and eventually, guess what happens? The guard comes down and they'll ask questions, and you can help those who would like to see. It's that simple.
Yeah.
Yes. Go do
because
that.
I have Ahaya and Yeshaya in my songs.
Exactly. All right.
Okay.
So do that and let me know how it goes. All right. Thank you. All right.
Thank you very
Look
much.
Look at that.
Tawada.
All right. Wow, look at what the Most High is doing in his work. 903 area code, and then we have one more here. I'll be taking calls for the next 10 minutes, so if you want to get in, come on in while there's still time. 13 minutes
Elder
before
Rakan.
We conclude.
Elder Rakan?
Yes, 903 area code. Yes, this is Elder Rakan.
Yeah, Shalom, Brother Shalom, Elder. I usually get in at the last, so I really, it doesn't make me feel good to have to even talk about the gay and all of that stuff, because as an educator, I saw a lot of it in the schools and how they handled it. But it's because it's not really easy to get you outside of signing up for the school, for the academy. But this, I had to call you. I had to get on here because I need you to know about the government, the standards for maintaining, collecting, and presenting federal data on race and ethnicity. And we have until the 12th of April to look at it and put our idea sort of like a vote. They plan to remove the word Negro, majority and minority, and Haitian. They've got some other things too. Categories and definitions. It's a 20-page, but it's like a PowerPoint. And if you give me permission, I will upload it to you so that you can talk about it before the deadline.
Okay. Do me a favor.
Yeah.
Can you send it through email?
Yes, I can. But I wanted to be able to get your permission, because I just sent mine in on Sunday. The government sent it to me on Friday, and then I sent mine in on Sunday, because they're trying to erase our history, and they don't think we know it. And they're asking us, what do we want to be called? Black, African-American, what do we want to be called? But they plan to erase Negro and some other, words that describe black people, even the Native American and different
nationalities. Okay, so it's like this, though, right? Because they're probably fishing, too.
Okay,
right?
Tell me.
Because if they're going to erase those things, you don't want to put and submit, I would like to be deemed an Israelite. That's not you walking wise in a system that are looking to attack us.
Okay.
So this is why they're doing it out there, because they know that there's a rise on our people identifying as Israel. And this is a way they can pull you out from behind the barrel or the bushes to attack you.
Right.
So send that to me, but make sure you don't divulge information that expose you and that can mean you losing your job. Right. So if they're going to get rid of Negro, then the only thing to identify with that they can understand is black, right?
Well,
so
they said
African-American
would be a choice, too.
Of course they would say African-American, because African-American actually dilutes the pool, and on top of that, it's ambiguous. Like Charisse Theron, a white woman, and she's sick as can be. She's a white woman from Africa that can come over to America and can identify as a minority, being a white woman as a minority. She can identify as an African American. So this
well,
is why they
want
to use that.
They want to know, do we want to get rid of majority and minority? But I didn't speak on that, though.
The answer is, the only thing, we don't want to get rid of nothing.
Okay. I feel that
see,
same way. We don't want to get rid of anything.
Those
are markers.
This is what I would tell them. Exactly. I'll tell them, listen, we aren't asking white people whether or not they want to get rid of who they identify with. Leave it alone.
That's
Leave everything
exactly
alone.
Right. Yeah, because I'm saying you're not asking the white people, do they want to get rid of white or Caucasian?
Yeah. Is it upon us to bait ourselves out there to be politically attacked with our private views? And is that not racist in of itself? You're asking me listen, we're not victims here. We're not victims. We don't want to be coddled. We don't want you to change anything. Just leave everything the way it is. See, because what they're trying to do is allow us to get in, because if we bring a viewpoint, they're going to say, here's a constituency of black people who would like to change all these things, and now the gay, Marxist, evil people will align their agenda with us as that number for the change. And then you'll reflect back and say, hold up, I don't agree with all this stuff that they're trying to change. They'd be like, yeah, remember you submitted that thing? When really,
well,
they've had it out since last year,
I was told.
Yeah, but the
they've
point
had
I'm
it
making
there,
is
but...
they don't have the number that they would need amongst them to actually spearhead certain wholesale law changes for schools. But if they can get black people into this victim thing, they'll use us as a catalyst to bring the legislation or to bring the changes in schools that will attack our children.
Well, see, Negro is on so many people's birth certificate. I told them, I don't want to get rid of Negro. You put it on my birth certificate, so leave it on there.
Yeah. All of our people should get together and say, we don't want to do anything with it. Leave everything the way it is. We find the way it is.
Well, they say
that's the way it should be.
It's preempting them getting ready to do the reparations. Yeah, it's preempting that. They're trying
No, that's a lie.
I believe
that's the bait. It's a switch and bait. No, they're not going to do reparations. The only way they're going, I believe they'll do reparations is when the mark of the beast come in on the scene and they say, we'll give you some money if you take the mark of the beast, and they'll put it in the form of reparations. That's how they'll do it. But you know, that's something that's down the line. But, sister,
well, can you give
you have
me
the
email? Give me the email that I'm supposed to send the PDF file.
I was about to give it to you. GatheringAsOne@AOL.com.
GatheringAsOne@AOL?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, well, I'm going to, at AOL.com, I'm going to get, when I get off here, I'm going to send it to you immediately. You know, you can get it whenever, and then you can always email me back if you got something to say.
Okay, do that, and I will respond once I've read it, okay? Thank you. I need this information. I appreciate you. All right.
Okay.
Bless you.
Thank you. Thank you for taking the call.
Oh, man, fully aware and engaged saints, man. Thank the Most High for people like you all. I mean, you know what? When I hear phone calls like this, it gives, it lets you know that there's still hope in the world for the remnant who will make it through. I only have two calls to take, and then this will conclude our weekly Patreon. Hide your kids, hide your wife, protect our family from the GT, whatever they want to call themselves, these Marxists, Satanists who have infiltrated our communities under the guise of what they would call non-discrimination. Okay? They're dangerous. 323 area code. Protect your children from them. Let's go. We have two more calls. 323 to 281, and that will conclude our Patreon. How are you?
Hi, Elder. This is Mika. And I have a question.
Yes, Mika.
Is it okay, like, for women to wear pants? I don't dress like a man, but I buy pants that are for women. So is
I'm
that
glad
considered?
Just let me answer you this. I'm glad you've mentioned that. Okay. See, a lot of our brothers and sisters, they try to go overboard when it comes to certain laws and say, "Well, pants are men." Right? No.
Mm-hmm.
There's pants that are for men, and there's pants for women. Like, for instance, when you go to the Middle East, women are wearing long skirts and modest stuff, but they have women pants under their skirts for hygienic reasons.
Okay.
And when wind blows and all these things, you understand? So the whole thing is there are women pants.
Okay.
All right? But make sure you wear them modestly, right?
Okay.
A lot of women use pants or the form-fitting pants as a provocative way of gaining sexual attention. That isn't modest.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay. All right. And one more thing. I'm having trouble with my daughter. And I don't know what to do. The devil is using my daughter, okay, to hurt me and attack
me. What is
she
doing?
My daughter, when she was staying with me, she was playing with cards. And I used to always tell her not to bring.
You told me this before. I know that story. How old is she?
She just turned 18, and now she's out prostituting and things like that, and I'm scared for her life. Every single day, she told me on the phone that she's going to die soon. She can feel it, and I just been praying for her salvation, you know, and every day I'm just stressed out a lot, and I don't have nobody that I could really talk to because it's really difficult. I really want
my
daughter to get saved. Her name is Emily.
What's her name?
Emily.
Hold on.
Okay.
Where's her father?
Well, he was in prison for 20 years, and then he got out. He got married, and he's in Northern California, and, you know, I mean, he talks to her, I guess, on the phone every now and then, but
All right.
It's too late now.
Let me have your name.
Okay, my name is Shamika, S-H-E-M-I-K-A.
Give me a few. I'll call you, and maybe we can get on the phone, and we can see what we can do for her, all right?
All right, Elder, thank you.
You're welcome. Bless you. And I will send up prayers for her. Thank you, sister. I will call you.
Okay, thanks. Bye-bye. Shalom.
Shalom, last call for today, 281 area code.
Hey, Elder. Shalom, how are you?
I'm doing well. Yourself?
I'm doing well. Can't complain. Get real again. You brought up some good points. When you started talking about the sanctions that they want to put on Uganda, with respect to the subject matter we're talking about today, and I looked at it and I thought about it. We all know about BRICS. We all know what China and Russia are trying to do in Africa. And it seems like to me, as the U.S. absolutely knows that the countries in Africa are not going to go for the whole, the narrative that they want to push with homosexuality. The public just isn't going to do it. And even though they know that, they still are threatening to put sanctions on Uganda. And I don't know if you know a lot about what's going on in Uganda. Their oil and gas market is blowing up. I mean, it's completely. They've had billions of barrels of new discoveries. Shell is going in there. China's going in there. Sinopec contracts are going all over the place, and it's almost as if the U.S. is wanting to put Uganda on sanctions. It's almost like they're trying to bring in that next economic proxy war, right? Because they know that if you put sanctions on Uganda with what all the oil they've just discovered, China and Russia are just going to develop that oil, and there's no doubt about it.
You're right. So they're using this civil rights, their so-called civil rights political piece, to actually sanction based on the fact that if they can do so, they'll get access by sanctioning these people and being able to get access to their oil supply and other resources. But they're doing the sanctions under the guise of homosexuality when really
correct.
That's just a catalyst
correct.
to get in politically. You're absolutely correct.
They don't care. Number one, they don't care what we do in Africa. Like I said, my parents are from Nigeria. Number two, they know that the African public is not going to go along with it. They know they won't.
Yeah.
So no matter how many times you tell us to do except nobody's going to do it. We just look at you and laugh at you. You're crazy. You know? And then the other point you made, you had a great point about the medical. Go ahead, Elder. You were saying?
So you're saying this is more so political posturing to go to war with them, to finish their economic war against them and to take resources.
Correct.
It's really a play. You're right.
So I did a presentation to a few West African governments. About BRICS 10 years ago. And when I did that presentation, nobody knew what I was talking about. They said I was crazy about BRICS, you know, the new China, Russia, South Africa. Yeah.
So now
everybody's putting out all the articles and they're afraid about what BRICS is going to be able to do with financing third world countries and projects in third world countries. Because in the past, you could have had an oil block in Angola, for example, that was worth $1 billion. It would be worth zero to you because no U.S. bank would fund you. And now those are the only places to get the funding. And why wouldn't they fund you? You go into the bank and say, hey, I have a block in Angola that's worth $2 billion. I need $100 million to be able to develop it. They look at you and say, well, where is it? It's Angola. Well, according to the World Bank, it says Angola's danger level is red, so we can't finance you. Is that what would happen?
Mm-hmm.
And then an American company would say, give us the money to develop that same asset that Elder Ricard has in Angola. And, of course, they're going to give it to Shell. Now, here you go. Develop it. Then Shell pays a company in New York. The money never touches Africa. They take all the oil. They sell it outside, and they move on. So with them now saying we're going to sanction Uganda for this altruistic thought process of homosexual rights, that is the reason that they're trying to create to go to economic war with China. They're just looking for a reason. Because they 100% know. Yeah, go ahead, Elder, sorry.
They 100% know. Go ahead.
They 100% know that if you and America sanction Uganda, China's going to move right in. They don't care. China's not going to sanction Uganda for LGBTQ rights.
Okay, all right. So, hey, the plot thickens. Yeah. Here we are. But at the end of it,
Absolutely. It's
the same as it has always been. We're being pressed against two evils. And hopefully what I hope through all of this, especially making a proclamation, because I'm sure the Ugandan parliament understand that this is just, this is a war, that this is one of many fronts they're fighting against the Western world takeover. And I'm sure 100%. They understand all these layers, but what I do pray that these African countries will come back to the Most High and set a standard of law amongst their community and unite. I'm going to tell you, I pray that they unite under this one God, the God of the Hebrews, because based on what I'm seeing, our people in Africa, hey, they're going to need help from the outside of this world, from the spiritual realm. And
there's no doubt about that.
Because for years, America and others have been using this proxy war, but they've been fighting on the outside without just saying up front, this is the war against Jacob. Okay?
Correct.
They've been straddling the fences with it, with this war, without overtly telling us what this spiritual war is. So the knowledge
Absolutely.
Of us being Jacob, coming back to the Most High in Christ and uniting with moral politics, like what we're seeing now, is really an affront to actually let the world know that our people are connecting back with the Almighty. So,
and
when that, when
I agree with the elder.
Yeah, but go on. You have the last word. Go ahead.
I agree with you, and there's going to be small enclaves of joining up, because you have some Africans in certain places that are very much Muslim and Hamite. And not only that, but their culture follows it. I'm personally Igbo, as you know, and Igbos, we know who we are. I tell my parents all the time that you guys think you're Christian or Catholic, but it's impossible, because you follow the laws of being Igbo, which is being a Hebrew Israelite, and it's totally against what Catholicism says. So I tell my parents all the time, you guys think you're Catholic, but it's impossible. You can't do it, right? And the last thing I was going to say, I was going to bring up a very good point you made about the health concerns with this LGBTQ thing, which fascinates me. Outside of the obvious moral and spiritual laws against homosexuality, when we look at some of the medical issues, just the simple medical issues, nobody talks about Dr. Peter Duisberg. Should look him up. Dr. Peter Duisberg, he's been demonized all over the world. He used to be an award-winning biologist. He still teaches at California Berkeley to this day in biology. And he talks about just the simple physiological issues of homosexual activity. Forget what you believe and what you think. The sperm carries with it pathogens. And you don't want those pathogens in your blood. You get blood-borne viruses. You create the virus in your blood. So, and now you want me, the taxpayer, to pay for your issues? When you're doing those things that are self-destructive, forget my beliefs. If you're doing something that's unhealthy, that hurts you physically, don't make me pay for it. So like
exactly.
You were talking about the gerbil. You know, I'm not going to pay for the gerbil.
Exactly. Like what health? If they come to get normal health care, like who know that you're a homosexual unless you say it, right? So if you have
correct,
regular health
correct.
Issues, you should just go into the hospital without saying a word and get your issues met. So the
for
whole
real.
Thing is,
absolutely.
If you're experiencing, if there's sicknesses or harm that's being done to you, that's self-inflicted through your lifestyle, why should our taxpayers pay for that? Great point.
Correct. Agreed.
Thank you, my brother.
Agreed.
Thank you, my brother.
Thanks,
brother. All right.
Cheers.
All right. Well, brother, great words as usual. Of course, very poignant to the point. I mean, I think this brother can be a very, very, might be, he will be, and probably is a great teacher, too. With that, I'm going to say shalom. May the Most High be with you. Stay prayed up. Send not. Have a great Sabbath. Thank you for joining us on Patreon. It is time for us to pray in solidarity in the name of Ahayah Bashem Yeshaya Wawrawa for our family, the children of Israel who's fighting evil LGBTQ system, and pray that they become victorious until we see our brothers together again, Ugandans, Africa, all together in Zion. I'm Elder Ricard Shaw from the Gathering of Christ Church. This has been your weekly Patreon message. And yes, we're the children of Israel in the name of Christ, and we're back. Have a great Sabbath. I'll see you tomorrow, and hopefully you'll be there this Sunday in the Hebrew and Bible Academy. Go to historytimes.org to participate. Shalom.